What's up, you guys? It's Wednesday.
Yeah, we just saw Bloodshot last night.
Yeah, we did.
It was pretty good.
It was. It was actually better than I was expecting.
Yeah, Vin Diesel being as Vin Diesel-y as he could possibly fucking be.
And no one can be more Vin Diesel-y than Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'd be willing to, if you think you can be more Vin Diesel than Vin Diesel, then let me know. But I doubt it very much.
It was like $19.99 for a long time. It went down to $6.99 on Xbox. On for HD and SD, all and even 4K. So I was a fan of the Riddick series. I really liked it. So we watched this one, you know, and this might be his best movie.
Yeah,
maybe.
We did a review of it.
Yeah,
we'll review it on the matinee show on Sunday.
So I recommend it. You know, the price is right on it, and it's, you know, it's a good movie. It's like something out of the damn Marvel universe, kind of, but it's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's still like a comic
book. It started off, you know, he's like in Mumbai, and just the way it's shot, I didn't really get a good impression of it the first like 5 minutes. He was in the damn kind of like a fucking tactical uniform, you know, military type fucking uniform, and I was expecting fucking Sensei to fucking walk around the corner any minute. It looked like it was going to be a Steven Seagal style fucking movie. And I was just waiting for fucking, you know, his ass to fucking, his fat ass to come around the fucking corner.
Looking for donuts.
Yeah, yeah.
For donuts. That's his next movie.
I know you think you're Vin Diesel. And I know you think you can go in there and take all these guys at once, but I know better. We're going to have to give you an Asian experience.
Fucking Asian experience.
Yeah. And you never know what race fucking Seagal's going to be when he shows up. He's going to be black, or he's going to be fucking a Cajun, or he's going to be fucking Italian or Native American, or he's going to be fucking Japanese. Fuck.
He's a man of the world.
Yeah. I know you're going to try to... Vin, I know you're going to be trying to be a man in your own movie, but you can never be a man in your own movie when I'm around. He's going to say some shit like that, you know? Imagine if you had fucking Vin Diesel, and fucking and Sensei in the same fucking movie. Imagine
well, now we that. Need to make that happen.
Yeah,
actually, I would pay a substantial amount of money to see Vin Diesel, like to see like Steven Seagal come up to Vin Diesel and have that conversation, and then just have Vin Diesel go squish, with his big fist.
I don't know. I think fucking Sensei might be bigger than Vin Diesel just in height. It's hard to say. I didn't see him side by side.
Well, he's probably bigger around.
Bigger
I'm
around.
Sure.
He is now. I'm going to have a whole pool of... Vin, I want you to get in that swimming pool.
It's full of Asian experience.
Yeah. I'm bringing a whole truckload of Asian experience. And you're going to sit there and you're going to fill that swimming pool up. And I'm going to watch it and we're going to make a commercial.
Then I'm going to feel your titties for breast cancer.
Before you get in that pool, though, I want you to go in there and shave your crack. Because I don't want that to affect the taste.
Because he's going to pour it back into the cans and sell it.
Yeah. Any way we can reseal these tops?
Oh, Steven.
I gotta have fucking Seagal on the main show fucking more
now often. Somebody needs to send us a Steven Seagal bobblehead so that you can have that one, and then him and BTK can have little conversations, and you can do both sides of the, you can do both voices.
Excuse me, madam, I don't know, excuse me, I don't really know your name, but I can just tell by the way you're standing that you might be suffering from breast cancer. I happen to be a shiatsu, fourth degree shiatsu master. And these hands, certified, can find breast cancer within 20 minutes. So if you just stand over here and you open your blouse for me, I'll go ahead and I'll get this done free of charge. Hold on, let me... I need my film crew here to document this. I'm going to make a whole documentary. Yeah. My ability to find breast cancer... He's like doing this. Does that Mr. Miyagi thing where he does like that and he gets fucking hot like that.
Oh, The fact that he actually said that to people, like, in all seriousness, like, thinking that people were going to go, okay, sure. That just shows how fucking clueless he fucking
is. I get a fucking call from fucking Seagal. Mr. Ross, I hear you keep fucking with me on your damn program. I know where you live, bitch.
He's going to come over and feel
he
your
comes
taste.
Over here fucking tries to whip my ass. Jenny gets out the camera and shit. This is going to put this on the podcast.
Well, yeah, I totally would.
Yeah.
You know me. Come on, I'd be man. Like, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. Kick his ass. Come on.
Yeah, and he comes up to me running like a bitch. He's fat and shit. He's running like a bitch. His little skinny arms. That was the thing that always amazed me about fucking Sensei. He's doing all this shit. They told me, you know, like when I was in the Army, guys, yeah, he was a Navy SEAL. But then he took his jacket off. I looked at his arms. I was like, no, really? And then I saw him run. I went, no fucking way.
No, I was like I no said, many way. Many people have commented on the weird way that he runs.
Yeah, no, you would never survive the military running like that. It's like that Japanese samurai run. Where they can't step forward. They can't step forward. They just the legs kick out in the back. They move forward somehow. They just tilt forward and then just start making a little scurry.
It's so weird. I can't even. I don't even know if I could do that.
They have
without
a name,
falling on my face.
There's a fucking Japanese name for that samurai style of running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't
running without stepping forward.
Which is amazing.
Amazing. Yeah.
You'd think that they would just run backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's impolite to step forward, then just turn around backwards
and just run
fucking
like
run
that.
Backwards.
Problem solved.
Oh, you're fucking funny, dude.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah,
I'm gonna ask Sensei what the tactical meaning of that fucking Japanese run is. You have to understand something.
Because he would know. He knows everything.
When you're running with a sword, it's very dangerous. You don't want your legs to step out from the blade.
I'm sure he'd come up with some like
shit like that.
Like I thought it was because the samurais wear those big long dresses, like the
dresses.
Big long skirts.
It's a kimono.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. It's like a skirt,
it's a robe. No, they just didn't know how to run.
So it's like maybe it's like getting in their way. Maybe they should like do like a, you know, they should do it shorter in the front. So
you have some
like
shout
splits.
Outs?
I did because okay, and I feel bad because like I forgot like I wanted to thank. Nile, I hope I pronounced that right again, because they sent me another PayPal donation.
Yeah, it was a big donation.
And that was like a couple days ago, and I meant to mention it on the show, and then I kept forgetting because, like, I don't know, we kept going off on different tangents and whatnot, so I just forgot to mention it. So I did want to, like, mention it again. I'll mention it on the main show, too, but, you know, on the next one. But, you know, I always like to shout it out close to the day that it happened. Also, listen to this weird shit, you guys. So... as I've mentioned on here before, you do a 3 mile, like, my little power walk out there in the morning, right? And I usually go out around 7 o'clock. And, I see all kind of, like, little critters. Sometimes I see deer. There's always, like, squirrels and birds and hawks and shit like that. Then yesterday, I'm walking and I see, like, next to the path, there were these two little brown lumps. Like, at first I thought, is that a bear turds? I thought it was bear turds, because there's bears running around out there, too, and every now and then you see, like, a little pile of bear shit. He's just a bear shit on the path. He does. So I get closer. It was two little moles.
Yeah.
I have never seen moles running around above the ground before.
Yeah.
Like, there was just two of them, and they were just, like, farting around in the dirt, like, beep, 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 beep. And then, like, I walked up to them, and they were like, oh, shit, and they, like, cheesed it into the fucking bushes, which I thought was, like, really, really weird. Like, the only time I've seen a, honestly, the only time I've seen a mole around here is when Beijing brought us a dead one.
Yeah.
Like, a little
Yeah, thing. She grabbed that fucking mole and ran up to me like that and reared up on her back legs to show it to me and then slammed it down on the ground.
Body slam.
Bam! Body
like
slammed.
WWF.
Yeah, and I went, what the fuck? And then she did it again. And then she looked at me. I killed it. And I'm like, bullshit, you found that.
Yeah, I don't think she killed it. I think she just found a dead one.
She found
one.
That shit. She
and then was like
trying to claim it.
Trying to impress us with like her.
Killed it.
Her mole wrestling prowess.
Yeah, she was only that big when she did it.
They're so fucking funny, man. Yeah. It was just like so fucking weird. And I don't think I ever saw one. I just never saw them, like, running around, because usually they just root around in the fucking dirt and shit.
Yep.
Because remember the other day we saw armadillo, too.
Yeah.
Like, and remember those kids were like wanting to go over and touch it because it was like a family walking past and they're like, oh,
yeah, I had to stop them.
They're like, don't touch the armadillo. I said,
do not, don't touch that thing. And I said, those are dirty.
They are.
Oh, yeah?
They are very
dirty. This is, it's like a maggot, all right? It's just a four-legged maggot.
They're cute and everything, but, you know.
They carry leprosy and shit.
Yeah, they're carrying.
Jenny knows my armadillo story. I was one time I was down Mississippi. I was driving to the fucking deer woods. I had a new rifle I was going to fucking shoot. You know, just target shooting and stuff. And fucking saw a dead deer in the middle of the road. Somebody ran over. So I slowed down to go around it. And as I went around it, it moved. It was, and I was like, what the fuck, zombie deer? Belly moved and its fucking ass went block and it popped. And a fucking armadillo popped out of its ass. Running.
Whee! Yeah. Yay!
I was like, whoa! I told my dad about it. And he's like, yeah, they do that. When they're not riding, they crawl up inside the ass where it's all soft and start eating.
That's where the good stuff is.
Yeah. They ain't got any teeth.
That just amuses the shit out of me. I think, honestly, if I could do animation, somebody should do an animation of, like, a little armadillo, like, going up and crawling into a deer's butthole and, like, crawling around and eating in there and coming out all, like, excited.
Yeah, popped out, man, and I almost, like, heard the pop, when it ran out. Yeah, because the deer wasn't rotten. It was fresh.
Yeah.
It was up in there getting something to eat.
I know. It was, like, all-you-can-eat buffet in there.
Yeah, nasty.
Poor little armadillos. Yes. They just get such a bad rap. They are awful cute, though, but yeah, they are carrion.
Four-legged maggots.
They're carrion eaters, so probably better not to, like, touch them because they carry all kinds of
diseases. They're blind and they can't hear. They can't see or hear. You can walk right up to one.
They'd be like, are you a deer's butthole? No?
There's a big one time. I fucking walked up to it, had a machete in my hand, and it went peep, and fucking jumped about 5 feet high, hit the ground running, didn't even fucking put a scratch on it.
Well, yeah, that's what
tried to kill it with a net with a.
Why'd you do that?
I was a kid.
Oh.
About 13, you know, 13, 14, and I was like, I'm going to kill it.
Of course you did.
It was big, though, you know, it wasn't a baby one.
Yeah.
Without the tail, it was probably almost 2 feet long.
Holy shit.
The big, full grown one.
Yeah.
And I hit it and it peeped and then fucking ran. Didn't even put a dent in it.
Yeah,
didn't
even good. They got it. They got good fucking
it's
armor.
Just like armored, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like hitting a turtle.
Wasn't there a turtle in our backyard the other day, you said?
Yeah, big box turtle. Pokey went up and looked at it, smelled it, and went, oh, no. That's
like,
dirty.
Oh, it smells yucky.
So that's dirty.
She usually likes stinky things, though.
And I left it out there, and it was a big box turtle, you know, about a foot long. And then went back out there 5 minutes later, it was gone. Didn't even see, you know, it's like, where the fuck did that thing go?
Yeah, because they're really slow.
Yeah.
Maybe he went into another dimension. No. Eternal dimension.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just thought it would be, funny if, like, Pookie would jump on the back and, like, ride him around.
Nah, she walked up to it real cautiously and smelled the back feet and went, oh, no.
She's like, that's too stinky even for me.
Yeah, it scared her.
She loves stinky stuff.
Yeah, it scared her.
All right. You done for the...
Yeah.
All right.
Wrap that shit up.
We got to do that shirt, too.
I quit this bitch.
There's another one.
It's Leroy. Yeah. I quit this bitch. Shut the door.
Yeah, that's what you can do when you go out of the office. You can just slam my door and do that. Yeah. All right. So you guys have a good rest of your Wednesday. And as always, we'll talk to you again tomorrow.